Before we get into the regular part of our gathering, I do want to acknowledge to each and every one of you in the most heartfelt way that I understand how difficult the journey is. I truly do. It's amazing. It's so profoundly gratifying that you're here, that you're with us. It's difficult. The energies, the consciousness of this planet, your work that you're doing with your aspects, how you're somehow managing to juggle everyday life, relationships, the challenges of a changing planet, your bodies. How are you able to do all of this and to be so committed to your embodied enlightenment, to your realization? Sometimes brings tears to me, Tobias, Katumi, and all of the others. Amazing. I sometimes feel that you don't really understand what you're doing, the extent of what you're doing, changing consciousness, allowing your enlightenment to dream of 1,000 and more lifetimes occurring right now in some of the most difficult, challenging, but beautiful situations. Enlightenment by itself is brutal. It will take every part of who you thought you were, and it will pulverize it. It will tear it to pieces. Enlightenment is not a friend of the mind whatsoever. It will get inside you. It will get inside your thoughts. It will get deep into every crevice, every shadowed corner, every locked door of the mind and of the memories in order to cleanse it and free it. But it is the most challenging experience to go through. Being in this state of mastery, beyond awakening, but truly now into your mastery, will cause you to lose all sense of identity, self-worth, balance, everything. It will get into you. But somehow you're staying committed. Somehow you're staying connected with yourself. I know there are so many nights that I work with you, and I see you often trying almost desperate techniques, trying to get yourself back together. I see sometimes a tremendous amount of mental force using sheer willpower. I see you using these to try to hold it together. And the one thing I'll tell you, and I do tell you in our nocturnal gatherings, is don't try so hard to hold it together. It's falling apart for a reason. You will still be here when everything else has fallen apart. You'll still be the true I exist, no matter what. But all the other parts and pieces, they come down. It's part of an evolutionary process. It's part of a discovery process. When you're looking for that thing to hold on to keep your balance, to keep from going crazy, I know what that feels like, to feel like you're falling into the darkest abyss of all, going to lose every part of yourself. The thing to do then, which is perhaps counterintuitive, but the thing to do then is to allow. You're allowing yourself, your spirit, your I am-ness. When you try these other things that you sometimes do, you try to hold on to cliches, you try to hold on to old identities, things that might have even worked in the past, it creates a resistance, which makes it even more painful. It perhaps satisfies the mind for a moment and a part of you that thinks then you're doing something. But if you want to do anything, just allow. You're allowing you, your divine, your true nature. Yes, there will be times when you get that awful feeling of losing everything, falling into that darkness of nothing. But my friends, you emerge from that in true full awareness of the I am. It's not a philosophical statement. It's not some spiritual cliche. It is you. I know we gather like this. I distract. I've heard that I provoke once in a while and annoy, that I intentionally run some out the door. I admit I'm guilty of all these charges and more that you're not even aware of yet. But the very fact that you're here, you haven't left, you haven't given up. In a way, you can't give up. You can't turn back. And I know most of you had tried 2, 3, 5 dozen times or more. And I know part of you is saying, what have I done? Why can't I just go back to normal? But normal isn't natural. You can quote me on that. That's a good t-shirt. Normal is not natural. It's not your true state of being. You're evolving. You're coming out. You're realizing. So when we gather like this and we do our laughter and we do our provocations and distractions and everything else, I do acknowledge, I do truly honor each and every one of you. It's difficult. Do you realize how few humans on this planet right now are in a truthful allowing of their self, of their spirit? Well, there's many who are playing spirituality or religion, many who are philosophical, but truly here for their enlightenment, not many. A small handful all across the world. But it doesn't take many. It doesn't take many. It's that popcorn effect. And you're in the midst of popping, going from being that little kernel of corn into a full-blossomed, delicious I am.